Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
Today, we're diving deep into some high-yield breast cancer topics that are super crucial for your shelf exam and so important for patient care. We're talking inflammatory breast cancer and breast cancer in pregnancy.
These aren't your typical run-of-the-mill cases, so knowing the ins and outs is a boss move. Let's get into it.
All right, first up, let's tackle inflammatory breast cancer. Chris, what's the core, like, defining feature of this beast? What makes it inflammatory?
Yo, Mars, you hit me with the tough questions right out of the gate. The key distinguishing feature here is dermal lymphatic invasion of tumor cells. This ain't just a lump. The cancer cells are literally invading those tiny lymphatic channels in the skin itself. That's the big differentiator.
And how does that invasion manifest clinically? What's the patient going to look like when they roll into your clinic?
For sure. Clinically, you'll see classic skin dimpling or a peau d'orange appearance. Think of an orange peel, that pitted, thickened look. This is due to lymphedema from those dermal lymphatics getting clogged up with tumor cells. It can also present with warmth, redness, and swelling, sometimes even mimicking mastitis. So you gotta keep your diagnostic antenna up.
Totally. So if we see that, how do we stage this? Is it like an early stage or something more gnarly?
This is a crucial point for the shelf, Mars. Because of that skin involvement, inflammatory breast cancer is automatically classified as a T4 lesion. And if it's T4, that means it's considered at least a stage 3A cancer. So yeah, definitely locally advanced. You won't see this chilling in stage 1 or 2.
Got it. High T stage, automatically locally advanced. So how do we diagnose it?
Diagnosis is primarily clinical based on that characteristic skin appearance, but it's always confirmed with tissue biopsy. A skin biopsy is key as it will literally show those tumor cells in the dermal lymphatics. You need that tissue confirmation to nail it.
And what's the treatment strategy? Because this sounds pretty aggressive. Is it surgery first or something else?
Excellent question. For inflammatory breast cancer, the typical treatment sequence is chemotherapy first to try and shrink that tumor. After that, you're looking at a modified radical mastectomy, MRM, and then radiation. And remember, radiation is required after mastectomy for inflammatory breast cancer because it's such an aggressive form of the disease. It's a multi-pronged attack to really treat this cancer.
That's a lot to process, but super clear. Now, let's pivot to another high-yield topic, breast cancer in pregnancy. Chris, what's the vibe with treating this when there's a little one on board?
This is where things get tricky because you're treating two patients at once, mom and baby. First off, a huge, like absolute contraindication during pregnancy is radiation. You just cannot expose that developing fetus to those rays, full stop.
Makes sense. What about chemotherapy? That sounds intense for a pregnant person.
It is, but it's not totally out of bounds. Chemotherapy can be performed during the second and third trimesters. However, a major heads up, mothers should not breastfeed during chemotherapy. You definitely don't want those meds getting into the milk.
Right. Safety first. Are there any other substances or procedures that are like off limits during pregnancy for breast cancer treatment?
Absolutely. For sentinel lymph node biopsy, that's when you remove the first lymph nodes or lymph nodes to which cancer cells are most likely to spread, you need to avoid isosulfan blue and methylene blue because of potential fetal hex. And get this, hormone treatments such as trastuzumab and tamoxifen are contraindicated during pregnancy. These therapies can mess with fetal development, so they're a hard pass.
But the interesting thing is, radioactive tracer for sentinel lymph node biopsy is considered safe to use during pregnancy. Wow.
Got it. And what about reconstruction, like after a mastectomy? Can we do that during pregnancy?
Good question. Reconstruction is typically avoided during pregnancy. It's a lengthy procedure, and honestly, achieving good symmetry can be super difficult with all the changes happening in the breast tissue during pregnancy. The focus during pregnancy is on treating the cancer and ensuring the health of both mom and baby.
All right, team, let's hit you with those high-yield facts for the win. Fact one, inflammatory breast cancer is defined by dermal lymphatic invasion of tumor cells. Fact two, clinically, it presents as peau d'orange, and this skin involvement makes it a T4 lesion, classifying it as at least a stage 3A cancer. Fact 3, the treatment sequence for IBC is typically chemotherapy, followed by modified radical mastectomy and radiation. Fact 4, when treating breast cancer in pregnancy, radiation, trastuzumab, methylene blue, and tamoxifen are all contraindicated, while radioactive tracer for sentinel nodes is safe to use during pregnancy. Fact 5, chemotherapy can be administered during the second and third trimesters, but patients should not breastfeed during chemotherapy.
Great. Keep studying. We'll see you next time here on the Surgery Shelf Prep. Bye.